Now, here's my special studio guest, Ross Callaghan.
Bevan, I'm going to start by putting you on the spot. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you really, really, truly believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Now, why?
I believe what's written in the Bible, and I believe he was the one who the being who created everything and everyone.
Okay, so you just like in that song we just heard, you believe.
Yes, I do.
And as a result of that, you have a relationship with God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I wonder if most New Zealanders are like you. Probably not. Most New Zealanders don't have that personal kind of relationship with God, maybe that you have and that I certainly do have. But I think if we went round and we did a survey, probably most New Zealanders would believe in God. Deep down, most of us sort of feel or sense or know or that there is a God there, and often they call him a higher power. And I think what happens is that sense that there is a God, that there is a higher power, gets reinforced in certain circumstances of life. Things like every time we go to a funeral, we realize that somebody has died, but we're going to die too, and that our time on earth is finite. And we sense that maybe we are going to meet with God someday in heaven, whatever that is. And another thing that reinforces the sense of God is that when we spend time in nature, maybe looking up at the night sky, or standing in the fjords or lakes or mountains in the South Island, or maybe even walking in the bush or watching a sunset, you have a sense that, hey, there's something bigger than me out there. Or maybe you've been watching some of these TV programs about the intricacies of the human body and how it works, or seeing babies born. And that brings the sense of awe that there's something, somebody bigger than you and I. And then every now and then we hear stories of miracles where people claim that God's done things like heal sick people or protect people or provide for us, you know. Or maybe we've experienced those kind of things, and that reinforces the sense that there is a God. And often I think for most of us, though, that believing in God comes in the moments when we're in really deep need. You know, perhaps we find we're sick or we're in danger or we don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. And we cry out, God, if you're there, you know. And so it's in these kinds of situations that we all sense that there is a God and we want him to be there. We want him to help us. We want to know him. We find a sense of wonder at his bigness swelling up within the side of us. And we sense that God is there. And this is a kind of a spiritual thing. I don't think it's a religious thing. It's not really anything to do with church. But a lot of people do find the sense of God maybe when they're in a church. But it's more than that. It's an internal spiritual kind of thing. We just know there's a God. But the question is, how can we know this God better? Know what he's like. Go beyond just sensing that he's there and actually communicate with him. Talk to him so that he talks to us and we talk to him. It's as if God is spiritual, but yet we're human. And the good news is that we can interact with God. We can know him. He can be more to us than just a sensing of higher power.
Somebody's knocking, somebody's knocking, somebody's knocking at your door.
Somebody's knocking,
somebody's knocking at your door.
Somebody's knocking.
Oh, Savior, why don't you answer? Somebody's knocking at your door.
That's like Jesus.
Somebody's knocking.
Like Jesus,
somebody.
Yes, somebody is knocking at our door, and that somebody is God. And he wants us to know him in a personal, meaningful, intimate kind of way, not just a vague sensing that he's there. So the question is how? How can we know God in this personal way? In the Bible, in the first few verses in John's Gospel, there's a lot that we can learn about this. It says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men." So who is John talking about here? He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus, who is God. So if you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Now, the word that John uses here is a really interesting word to describe God or to describe Jesus. He says, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the original language, the Greek word for word is logos. It's a big word. It's a word that's packed with all sorts of meaning. I once heard Professor Blakelock, who is the world's leading Greek scholar, explain the meaning of this word. And he said that logos, this word, incorporates all that God is. His understanding, his wisdom, his creativity, his power, his mind, his intelligence. So in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was God. God, his being, his wisdom, creativity, his intelligence. And then out of this intelligence, this Word, he creates the universe. But then, John says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only God who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So all that is this God, this logos of God, this Word of God, his greatness, his wisdom, his power, his intelligence, it became human in Jesus. The Logos of God became a man, Jesus. Jesus is the Logos of God, the Word of God. So if you want to know what God's like, look at Jesus. If you want to know God deep in your heart, get to know Jesus. It's hard to know God if he's just a vague sensing or a higher power. But that radically changes when God becomes a man in Jesus. Now we can know him. Now we can communicate with him. Now we can understand him and be understood by him. He's personal. He's human. And at the same time, he's God. We can talk with him, know him, relate to him. And so God isn't just a vague sensing of a higher power to me, and I'm sure he's not to you, Bevan. For the last 40 years for me, he's been my Lord, my guide, my supporter, my helper, my encourager, my kick up the backsider sometimes, and most of all, my friend. He's real. He's there. He's personal. I have a meaningful and close relationship with him in Jesus. Jesus is the Word of God, and Jesus shows me what God really is